Evernorth Health Services, we believe costs shouldn't get in the way of life-changing care. And we're doing everything in our power to make it possible. Behavioral health solutions that also keep your projections at their best? It's possible. Pharmacy benefits that benefit your bottom line? It's possible. Complex specialty care that cares about your ROI? It's possible. Because we're already doing it. All while saving businesses billions. That's Wonder made possible. Learn more at evernorth.com/wonder.
In today's show, Bitcoin traders brace for the Fed and options expiry as Bitcoin price clings to $47,000. In today's show, I'll be breaking down the latest technical analysis from crypto analyst Rhett Capital, Mikhail Van de Pop, as well as Plan B, the creator of the Bitcoin stock to flow model. And Zoran shares a friendly reminder that you are likely living in the timeline where Bitcoin eventually goes to $14 million per BTC. That's right. Also in today's show, billionaire Simon Nixon's venture capital to increase their crypto allocation. A new report suggests that 4% of the total Bitcoin supply, about 816,000 BTC, is owned by only 14 Bitcoin fund issuers and asset managers. Also in today's show, Midas Touch Director gives Bitcoin target of $100,000 or higher in the months to come. He even talks about a seven-figure Bitcoin price. He says it's likely to happen and shares his timeline. And also quoting him right here, if these entities keep printing money, Bitcoin could absorb it to drive its price much higher. Short-term hodlers and FOMO are the two main factors that could stand in the way of a fresh rally. Also in today's show, breaking news, Cuba's government says it will recognize and regulate Bitcoin and other cryptos. That's right. Check this out. Cuba is banned from Visa and MasterCard. Western Union suspended dollar transfers to Cuba, and U.S. sanctions make it difficult to use the U.S. dollar. Bitcoin obviously fixes this, quoting them here, because of the tough embargo rules in Cuba. It has become difficult to use dollars, and as a result, the popularity of Bitcoin has grown among Cuba's technologically savvy. I'll be breaking this down for you. We'll also be taking a look at the overall crypto market. As you can see, Bitcoin, Ethereum, and all the major altcoins are back in the green, but where's the Bitcoin price likely to go next? Find out all this, plus so much more in today's show. Hey, what's good, cryptopreneurs? This is first and foremost a video show. So if you want the full premium experience, visit our YouTube channel at cryptonewsalerts.net. Again, that's cryptonewsalerts.net. And
real quick, before I kick off today's show, today's episode is brought to you by our sponsor, BlockFi, where you can put your crypto to work and earn up to 8.6% APY with a BlockFi interest account. There's a special promo going on right now where you can get up to $250 as a crypto bonus for free with a deposit of $25 or more in crypto. To take advantage of this, visit my direct referral link, which is blockfi.com/CryptoNewsAlerts. Also like to point out that not only are there no hidden fees, they're also backed by the largest names in the industry, including Winklevoss Capital, Coinbase, Morgan Creek, as well as Fidelity. So to go ahead and take advantage of this $250 crypto bonus with a deposit of $25 or more, go ahead and visit blockfi.com/CryptoNewsAlerts. Once again, that's blockfi.com/CryptoNewsAlerts. And let's start stacking those sats, shall we?
All right, welcome back to another episode of Crypto News Alerts. I'm your host, JV. How's it going, crypto fam? Make some noise in the live chat and let me know where you're from. I'm broadcasting from beautiful Puerto Rico. And as usual, we have a lot to cover, so let's dive right in. Bitcoin hovered near 47,000 this morning on Friday as traders took no chances on the day of the U.S. Federal Reserve's Jackson Hole Summit. And right here, you're looking at the Bitcoin 1 hour candle chart. And FYI, we just started breaking out the entire crypto market. Once again, let's go BTC. Data from Cointelegraph Markets Pro and TradingView showed Bitcoin fluctuating in a range centered on 47,000 this morning on Friday. In the past 24 hours, saw little action up or down for Bitcoin as market participants awaited cues from both the Fed and for the end of month options expiry event, this time worth some $2 billion. Quoting Rec Capital right here, Bitcoin so far retesting the top of this previous breakout triangle. Not a very strong reaction at the moment. A daily close above the high 47,000s would be a positive positive sign of strength. However, he goes on to share, Bitcoin rejects strongly from red, flipping it into resistance. While one could argue that Bitcoin is now attempting a retest of a previous breakout triangle, generally, Bitcoin will have the highest chance of finding support in the major demand area below, as you can see right here in the orange. And in the event a higher close failed to materialize, with that critical 50,000 resistance still remaining unchallenged after Bitcoin lost this level earlier in the week, and crypto analyst Mikhail van de Pop likewise stuck to his previous forecast, these involving a Bitcoin support zone around $44,000, as he shares here on crypto Twitter, this idea on Bitcoin is still my primary vision. And as you can see here in this chart, it shows you that $46,000 consolidation zone in the green, with about 50,000 being the resistance area to break, which you can see in the red. Now let's talk about these options expiries, which tend to generate more fear than genuine selling pressure, with the Bitcoin price action often shrugging off the events themselves. Open interest totaled $9.19 billion on Friday, which is a 3-month high. As you can see here in this chart, Bitcoin options open interest brought to you by ByBT. Now let's talk about the Fed's virtual Jackson Hole event, which is tipped to shed light on future economic policy changes tied to the coronavirus pandemic. Asset purchases may be scaled back, a mechanism known as tapering, and what could change the mood amongst traditional assets as the S&P 500 trades at all-time highs. That's right. And speaking of the S&P 500, check out this chart, which shows S&P 500 as measured in Bitcoin. And you can see Bitcoin absolutely destroying the S&P 500. And any hints about inflation policy may also serve to boost alternative asset demand. The US dollar gained in the run-up to the Fed's debut, traditionally a point of friction for Bitcoin. And checking out the latest from Plan B, the creator of the Bitcoin stock-to-flow model, he recently tweeted, Bitcoin stock-to-flow model predicts $100,000 by Christmas. Time model, diminishing returns, lengthening cycles, 30,000. Next month will be key. Note that color overlay is on-chain signal, not time to halving, indicating we are between bottom blue and top red, in line with the stock to flow, as you can see right here in this chart. Also like to point out that the stock to flow cross asset model, better known as stock to flow X, predicts a $288,000 Bitcoin price for this cycle top. Let me know if you agree or disagree in the live chat. And checking out this tweet from Zoran Cole, he wrote, friendly reminder that you are likely living in the timeline where Bitcoin eventually goes to $14 million per BTC. I've also heard Michael Saylor talk about a $14 million Bitcoin price. So personally, I feel it's destiny and only a matter of time. I feel by the year 2025, we can realistically have a $1 million Bitcoin price, but let me know if you agree or disagree in the comments right down below. And before I break down our next story of the day, billionaire Simon Nixon's venture capital to increase their crypto allocation, as well as Midas Touch director, gives Bitcoin a target of $100,000 or higher in the coming months, and even talks about a 7-figure Bitcoin price, as well as breaking news. Cuba's government says it will recognize and regulate Bitcoin and other cryptos. But first, let's take a quick look at the overall crypto market. As you can see, most major cryptos are back in the green and pumping. Once again, with Bitcoin up over 1%, trading above 47,400. We have Ether up 2.2%, trading above $3,160. Cardano up 6.6%, trading at $2.73. Solana up a whopping 22%, trading just under $83. And XRP up almost 3%, trading at $1.12. All right, now let's break down our next story of the day. English billionaire and MoneySupermarket.com founder Simon Nixon has plans to increase his crypto investments through his London-based venture capital firm. And according to the Bloomberg report on Thursday, Adam Proctor, the managing director for Nixon's investment firm Seek Ventures, said that the company intends to increase the allocation to crypto as we feel it is an important area for the future. That's right. Bitcoin is the future of money, or the internet of money, right? Furthermore, Proctor said that Seek Ventures is currently on the lookout for an analyst who can lead this crypto-focused effort. Cryptocurrencies are drawing the interest of family offices, according to Goldman Sachs, which stated that half of the family offices it does business with are interested in adding crypto to their portfolios. If you can't beat them, join them, right? The Bitcoin ecosystem has seen the steady involvement of billionaires, including Carl Icahn, who recently said he may invest up to $1.5 billion into crypto, stating, Bitcoin to me is just a store of value. That's right. And that's all it needs to be, because it has NGU technology where numbers go up, right? Moreover, the recent temporary downfall of Bitcoin's price to hit that low of 28,800 was seen as an investment opportunity for Alameda Research, a Hong Kong-based firm led by FTX CEO Sam Bankman-Fried. pride. A new report suggests that 4% of the total Bitcoin supply, 816,379 Bitcoin, is owned by only 14 Bitcoin fund issuers and asset managers, currently representing over $40 billion. And out of the lot, the Grayscale Bitcoin Trust stands as the leader with 654,600 BTC. Holy moly, more than 3% of the Bitcoin supply. And coming in second, we have CoinShares XBT Provider, which represents 0.23% of the total supply, with 48,466 BTC worth $2.4 billion, while the remaining 113,000 BTC is held by the remaining 12 issuers. And in addition, the data also suggests that the mainstream businesses, Tesla, which owns 42,902 BTC, and MicroStrategy, which holds 108,992 BTC, and blockchain giant Block One owns 140,000 BTC, have cumulatively accumulated over $14.2 billion worth of Bitcoin. Let the massive adoption continue. Let's freaking go. And before I break down our next story of the day, Midas Touch Director gives Bitcoin target of $100,000 or higher in the months to come, as well as breaking news. Cuba's government says it will recognize and regulate Bitcoin as well as other cryptocurrencies. But first, let's take a quick look at the overall crypto market cap sitting back above that $2 trillion milestone with $103 billion in volume in the past 24 hours. And current Bitcoin dominance is 44%, even with the Ether dominance at 18.1%. And checking out the top gainers within the top 100, we have Arweave leading the pack of about 28%, trading just under $32. We have Celo up about 27%, trading at $3.84. And Solana up 20%, trading just under $82. Now, which altcoins are you currently most bullish on during this bull run? Let me know in the comments right down below. Now, checking out one of my favorite indicators is the Crypto Greed and Fear Index. Shows we're currently rated a 71 out of 100 in greed. Yesterday was a 75, last week a 70, and last month a 50 in neutral. And if you're not familiar with the Crypto Greed and Fear Index, extreme fear can be a sign investors are too worried. That can be a great buying opportunity, aka BTFD, buy that freaking dip. And when investors are getting too greedy, that means the market is due for a correction. All right, now let's break down our next story of the day. Bitcoin has been moving sideways during the day after an increase in selling pressure brought back to mid-range of its current levels. The first crypto by market cap currently trades at around 47,400 at the time of this recording, with about a 5.4% profit in the daily chart. Despite the cool-off in the crypto market, sentiment has returned bullish. Managing Director of Midas Touch Consulting, Florian Grums, recently supported the optimism thesis for the long term. In a new interview with David from Kitco News, Grums reiterated his prediction on Bitcoin and claimed that the cryptocurrency will continue into uncharted territory in 2021. In that sense, he expects Bitcoin's price to rise above the $100,000 mark in the next 6 months on the back of fresh capital coming into the crypto market. Now, financial institutions could have bigger motivations to jump into Bitcoin. The crypto is amongst the best performing assets of the decade. And as Grum said, there is a lot of pressure on these entities to show good performance on their investments. The managing director for Midas Touch believes that Bitcoin was designed to perform well under the current economical conditions. He shared the following: lots of the institutions will have to catch up there. And I think this was all implemented in the game theory of Satoshi, and it's playing out wonderfully. And in the short term, Grums acknowledged that Bitcoin's price saw a good bounce over the past weeks. However, the bullish sentiment generated by this price action might be turning into greediness. Therefore, he recommended caution to those looking for an entry and added the following: I wouldn't buy here on these levels. I'll be waiting for a pullback. I'm pretty sure it will come towards maybe $34,000 to $38,000, something around that range. And it's going to be interesting again. Now, Bitcoin rallies against all odds on track to $1 million. That's right. We're talking about a seven-figure Bitcoin price. This potential pullback will provide more info about the future price action. Grums didn't rule out a revisit to the yearly open around the $20,000 levels if Bitcoin's price is unable to hold support at $35,000. On the contrary, if support holds at the mid area of those levels, $100,000 Bitcoin will happen within the next 6 months. And speaking on the factors driving the bullish price action, Grums referred to the Bitcoin miners' migration from China. Despite a great portion of the network was eliminated, the cryptocurrency continued in a demonstration of what doesn't kill you makes you stronger, the managing director shared. And if Bitcoin does manage to climb to $100,000, it'll be business as usual with high levels of volatility, as people FOMO into the market, this could lead to another 50% pullback and a return to previous highs, a similar scenario to the past months, and eventually the first cryptocurrency by market cap could trade at $1 million at some point during the next decade, Grumps predicted. My personal prediction, once again, is a $1 million Bitcoin price by 2025. Let me know if you agree or disagree in the live chat. And if these entities keep printing money, Bitcoin could absorb it to drive its price much higher. Short-term hodlers and FOMO are the two main factors that could stand in the way of a fresh rally. And to watch this entire interview between KitGo News and the director of Midas Touch entitled "Wait for Bitcoin Pullback, Then Hold to $100,000, check the show notes below the video in the description. And before I break down our final breaking story of the day, Cuba's government says it will recognize and regulate Bitcoin and other cryptos. But first, I want to remind you to smash that show more button right below this video in the description for a detailed analysis of what's going on in the crypto market. This goes for all 900 plus videos right here on my YouTube channel. Also have some very helpful resources for you to plug into, including my daily letter, which goes out to over 30,000 subscribers every single day. To subscribe, visit letter.cryptonewsalerts.net. Also have a blog I update daily, which could be found at cryptonewsyes.com. Also be sure to smash that subscribe button and hit that bell icon to turn on all notifications and help me get to 50,000 subscribers. I appreciate it. You can also find me on all the major podcasts and platforms, from Spotify, the home of the Joe Rogan Experience, to Apple's iTunes and Google Play. You can also follow me on crypto Twitter. My Twitter handle is Crypto News Yes. And of course, you can follow me on Facebook, Telegram, and TikTok. So be sure to follow me there. But all right, now let's break down our next breaking story of the day. On Thursday, the Cuban government said it would recognize and regulate Bitcoin and other cryptocurrencies on the island. As reported by Bloomberg, the local Cuban official gazette published a resolution which stated that the central bank will create rules for Bitcoin and other crypto to determine licensing laws for providers of crypto services on the island. The resolution stated that the central bank has power to authorize the use of Bitcoin and other crypto for reasons of socioeconomic interest. According to Bloomberg, the resolution also said that the state will act as a check over the bank's operations and forbade the bank's use of Bitcoin for illegal activities. And because of the tough embargo rules in Cuba, it has become difficult to use dollars. And as a result, the popularity of Bitcoin has grown among Cuba's technologically savvy. A local programmer told Bloomberg that Cubans are already using crypto in tandem with gift cards to make online purchases. Now, this announcement comes just 10 days before El Salvador becomes the first country in the world to make Bitcoin legal currency as a hedge against inflation and a way to remove the high commissions and dangers of sending cash remittances, a staple of both economies. Now, it remains unknown how the Central Bank of Cuba will choose to regulate Bitcoin, as the only real controls it can put on the permissionless, immutable, unstoppable currency are through regulating exchanges and making it more difficult, though not impossible, for citizens to get access to its common on-ramps and off-ramps. The official Bitcoin recognition and regulation may come in part as a result of the government's realization that people are using the currency to evade U.S. restrictions on sending money to Cuba. And as the Bitcoin Archive points out here, Cuba is banned from Visa and MasterCard. Western Union suspended dollar transfers to Cuba, and U.S. sanctions make it difficult to use the U.S. dollar. Bitcoin fixes this. That's right. So what are your thoughts surrounding Cuba adopting Bitcoin as a legal tender and going on to a Bitcoin standard? How do you think this is likely to impact the global crypto market? Let me know in the comments right down below. Now for a quick recap of what I covered with you here in today's show. Bitcoin traders brace for the Fed and options expiry as Bitcoin price clinks to 47,000. I shared the latest analysis from Rec Capital, Mikhail Van de Pop, and Plan B, and Zoran Cole, who shares that Bitcoin will eventually go to $14 million per BTC. Also in today's show, we discussed billionaire Simon Nixon's venture capital to increase their crypto allocation, as well as Midas Touch director gives Bitcoin target of $100,000 or higher in the months to come, as well as breaking news. Cuba's government says it will recognize and regulate Bitcoin and other cryptos, but where do you feel the Bitcoin price is likely to go next? Let me know in the comments right down below. Now for the top three comments from yesterday's episode, Oblade Runner shares, "Thank you for the fantastic content, JV. You get straight to the point and deliver the crypto news that really matters. Keep up the amazing work. This next comment comes from Maya Davis, who wrote, JV, I have a proposition for you. Would love to see you on Around the Blockchain on BitBoy Crypto with someone who has longevity in this market, such as yourself. It would bring a new voice to this growing industry. Not to mention, it might help you branch out and get to 50,000 subs. Just a thought, as always. Keep up the good work. I appreciate the feedback. I, Davis, and thanks for tuning in, as always. And this third and final comment comes from G. Dean, who wrote, 2017, new to crypto. My face was ripped off when I saw my Bitcoin go from $19,000 to $3,000 in a few months. Never sold a dime. Hodling, way to go to hodl through. All of that, that's the name of the game. You never lose if you never sell. And to be featured in tomorrow's episode, be sure to drop me a comment right down below. Well, that's going to conclude today's show. And real quick, before I go, today's episode is brought to you by our sponsor, BlockFi, where you can put your crypto to work and earn up to 8.6% APY with a BlockFi interest account. There's a special promo going on right now where you can get up to $250 as a crypto bonus for free with a deposit of $25 or more in crypto. To take advantage of this, visit my direct referral link, which is blockfi.com/crypto news alerts. Also like to point out that not only are there no hidden fees, they're also backed by the largest names in the industry, including Winklevoss Capital, Coinbase, Morgan Creek, as well as Fidelity. So to go ahead and take advantage of this $250 crypto bonus with a deposit of $25 or more, go ahead and visit blockfi.com/crypto news alerts. Once again, that's blockfi.com/crypto news alerts. And let's start stacking those sats, shall we?